boys! Hold your horses, I'm coming. Where's the fire? Oh, it's you. Hello, Blitz baby. Careful now, Turkish. Oi, hands. Yeah, all right, Mr. Stroppy Bollocks, I'll send your father down. But!
Okay, coming.
Yeah, and as for you, ooh, come here.
Hello, Dad.
Hello, son.
All right, Jules, so how's my favourite yobbo then?
Stop calling me Jules, it's Vern.
Not another King Kong performance, dear oh dear.
You can talk with your short-ass Italian jacket. I didn't spend a penny on this. It's my demobilisation suit. When you've done your military service, you'll be given one too. And a decent haircut for once.
Oh, Vern, somehow you've just missed the teenage rave, haven't you?
The war was Britain's finest hour.
Which war was that? Cyprus? Suez? Korea?
The real war, don't you remember?
I'm glad I don't. All you form-filling taxpayers certainly try to keep it well in mind. Every time I open a newspaper, go to the Odeon, it's war, war, war.
You're just ignorant.
That's okay by me.
Let's see you laughing when you have to go.
I've no intention of playing soldiers for anybody, mate.
You'll have to go. What we done, you gotta do.
Jeez, 1 minute talking to you and I'm exhausted already. Subject's closed. Now be a half good brother and let me work. What are you doing in my dark room anyway?
He's been quarrelling with the lodgers. Here's your tea, son.
Cheers, Dad. Hey, so how's the book of yours going?
I'm on chapter 23 as we speak.
Nice one. So where are you up to then?
1930s. A terrible time to be young then, son.
And he's off.
Ignore it, Dad.
We had poverty, mass unemployment, no chance, no opportunities, no sunlight at the end of the corridor. Just a load of hard, frightened, rich old men sitting on top of a pile of dustbin lids, keeping the masses from spilling over. I tell you, boy, it's better now, even with the bomb.
If you like the 50s so much, why don't you enjoy yourself a bit? You ain't too late, you know, I ain't even 40 yet. Get a job, travel around, see where the sights are.
Too afraid to leave, ain't you, Dad?
Mouth shut, Jules.
It's true, she keeps him here to make the place look respectable.
I don't know why I put up with you. I mean, you've nothing to do with me, have you?
Just ignore him, it's easy.
At least I ain't a traitor to the working class.
I ain't a traitor to the working class because I do not belong to the working class, you prehistoric monster. Come, Dad.
Bert!
Oh, what now?
There's a mile high dishes in here. They won't wash themselves.
Yeah, I know.
Fancy going on a boat trip for your birthday, Dad?
Does the Pope live in Rome?
Bert!
I'm coming.
It'd do you good to get out.
So, come on, quickly. What's the news? How's your lady friend? Still gorgeous?
You better believe it.
Time you started thinking about putting a ring on her finger. What?
Ain't her scene, Dad. The old De Niro is her scene, and plenty of it.
You mean she says that's what she wants? All birds want their fellas to go on their bended knees.
Not my suits.
Bring her round one Sunday for tea. It's time we met the girl, don't you think? Or are you ashamed?
No.
You lie like your mother, you do.
It's complicated.
So? You're ashamed.
Time's changed, Dad. Sunday tea. I mean, that ain't us.
Just tell me you love her. Or don't you kids do that anymore?
I'm crazy for her.
Well, at least that's one thing good that hasn't changed. Just don't you let her go now.
No intention.
But!
All right. Be lucky, son. Live for me, yeah?
Well, hello, Madame Blanche. So how's the harem in reverse, then?
You're getting too big for your boots, my lad.
Shoes, actually. I got split.
Not so fast. I want to talk to you.
I'm in a rush.
It's about your dad.
What about?
He's dying, son.
Leave off.
I'm serious.
You're cracked. I'm gone.
Listen to me. It's the truth.
He don't look like he's dying one bit.
Well, the doctor says different.
Sick joke, Ma.
If it was a joke, but it ain't. I am sorry, love.
Oh, yeah, are ya?
Don't be such a baby, Blitz baby.
You serious? What's he got?
Well, it's his chest, of course. Him and his pipe.
Does he know?
Of course he knows.
Well, I'm going to talk to him.
He'll deny it. You know him.
Not to me.
Just let him have his pride, will ya?
And what would you know about his pride?
Just listen to what I have to say, Clough Ears. If something should happen to your father, I want you to move back here.
Oh, yeah? Why? Well, to keep this place respectable, because Vern is such a drip-dry drag that no one would ever take him for the male of the establishment. You're unbelievable. I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah, run away like there's no tomorrow. What about your dad?
I'll take my instructions in that matter from Dad, and Dad alone. And if he dies, I'll take my instructions from myself. Why don't you go back to your gigolo lodger?
You're a little monster.
Mother should know.